Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reatha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. It's another week's gone by. It's the holiday seasons are upon us, and we always talk about how fast time goes by. Time seems to be flying, whether you're having fun or not, but it's fun time. You know, it's going to be good holidays. Everybody's got the spirit, and, you know, I'm seeing a lot of decorations up. And it's good to see that. Everybody still has the spirit. And, you know, we got to remember that we got to take a deep breath and relax and enjoy the holiday season, too. Because sometimes in the past, I used to kind of go overboard with the trees. I'd get these giant trees, and it would take like three people to haul it in the house. And it would take me so long to decorate it that the holiday season was spent doing all that with the decorations and then running to the stores with the gifts and all that. You know, try to get a little time for yourself, too. You know, because there was one time somebody told me, did you get the big tree? And I said, yeah, it's out in the driveway. And he said, why don't you leave it there? And I'm thinking all these years that, you know, I bought a tree from the same guy for 36 years at Green Thumbs, named Santos. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I mean, I got to decorate my tree. And he said, why don't you just leave it in the driveway? And I did that. I actually left this big, beautiful tree sit in the driveway, kind of perched up so everybody could see it, I guess. But it gave me so much time to do other things and relax a little bit through the holidays. But anyway, that's the name of that story. I wanted to share with everybody that we had an unbelievable event that my son had for the launch of his Easy Way magazine. We're going to get into that later, but... For now, we're going to touch on our hot topic, and I want to go over a couple of things with you guys about where people are going. So, Reatha, I hope you're having a good time out there.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
And again, that was Reatha's voice, but she's out of town. She's got some great stories on her trips. But anyway, it's, you know... talking about, you know, what do people do when the holidays come up? You know, you want to spend time with in our situation, with our grandkids or, you know, maybe go on little travel trips or maybe just stay home and relax and kind of take a breather. Well, if you're thinking about taking off, I just wanted to share what are some of the trends and some of the places people are going. And here's a couple of the hot trends. As far as the baby boomers, what do they look for? Well, they're looking for the holiday vacations. They're looking for a place to relax, all right? That's the whole purpose of the getaway. But maybe not necessarily to fill a void of, hey, we got to go there. What do they call it, the bucket list? They just want to take a break, take a little breather. Another one is... they prefer summer vacations over weekend, well, basically summer vacations and weekend getaways. You know, you have the baby boomer scenario of they're going to be leaving the Midwest when the retirement area comes. So they're doing research and taking trips to different places to find out, you know, we're going to take a little vacation, but we're also going to investigate where we might think of moving to, because a lot of them are kind of getting tired of the cold up there. And, you know, along with the cold comes sometimes some pretty high utility bills. You know, when it's 10 below zero in the Midwest or the East Coast, it's, well, it's not sometimes. During the cold season, it's all the time you get your high utilities. Another trend is, where are they planning going? Well, trips to Europe, tropical locations, or cruises, like Reatha does a lot of the cruises. And then you have to consider travel medical insurance. That's another thing that's on their mind that it's something people don't think about. And many seek out the travel perks, okay, because there's a lot of things, a lot of places you can go And a lot of times people come back and they hear about situations where they could have saved 40-50% on their food or their travel destinations, you know, the flights. A lot of times people get rooms, you know, whatever the price is, $200-$400 a night or whatever, and they find out they can get it a lot cheaper if they do a little bit of research. Well, now that kind of gives you a little outlook. We went over that in some of our prior shows. We're going to go to commercial now, and then we'll come back with a couple more of these tips on where they're going.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Four, three, two, one, guys, and we're back in action here. And, you know, just real quick, I want you to think, okay, where are these guys going? Where's everybody going to be going? I'm going to give you a top couple places. All right, when they, I give you the trends now, where they're going. Did you think for a second? Okay, the boomers are going to Burma, Sri Lanka, India, Italy, Turkey, Morocco, Laos, Cambodia, and Japan are just the top few of some of the places they're going. And okay, so that takes care of the travel situation. Now, I told you on the event we had on the 19th, we basically, Eric knocked it out of the park, and we were a little concerned because it was up in the Hollywood Hills. It's, you know, sometimes it's a little difficult getting up there, but what made it a little bit more tricky was we had some heavy rains. And, boy, I'll tell you, that didn't stop anybody from showing up because it was a full house. And while we had that, you know, that beautiful night, and it was a really interesting experience. But we had a performer, and boy, did she get the crowd going. And, you know, I can tell from the background, because I'm usually walking around the camera, but we have performers, and you could tell when they get into it. And we had several performers there that were amazing, and one of them, her name is Lacey Kay, and boy, she brings energy, and she has her dancers with her, and she is amazing, and I'm hoping, let me see, do we have Lacey on the line here?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Yay. Well, now, you're not a baby boomer, are you, Lacey?
No.
you probably don't know what a baby boomer is. But anyway, Lacey, well, I'll tell you what, you knocked it out of the park.
Thank you.
That was quite a performance, and your parents were there and everything. It was really great. So what was your experience? I mean, how did you like it? It was a pretty cool night, huh?
Yeah, it was fun. I got to do the red carpet and do the hosting for Actors Reporter. And Actors Reporter, I've been working with Pepper J for a really long time on that. And then performing is so much fun. And I have two amazing dancers who are so supportive and love to come to the events. And I think it went really well. And I think everybody enjoyed the performance.
Oh, they did. I could tell. And because while they were watching, I was watching them. And yes, Pepper J, you've worked with Pepper. Pepper's great. Hello, Pepper, if you're listening, happy holidays. You're amazing. And, you know, you, I don't think you had the room that you normally have because it was a packed house, wasn't it?
Yeah, we normally have had pretty big stages, but you know what? It was okay. We made it work, and it ended up being just okay.
We did.
Everyone had a good time, I think, so it worked out.
Did. Yeah, and you know, we were talking, and the house is set up really nice, but it's also set up with a beautiful patio that overlooks, you know, it's up in the hills, it overlooks all the lights in L.A. and everything. But we couldn't resource the patio because of the rain. But it still worked out nice. It kept it, or whatever the word would be, and you know, everybody managed to see your performance, and it's been pretty exciting. It's an interesting road for your parents too, because of what you're doing. Now, what kind of like turned you in the direction of performing? Was there a particular, you know, something that happened? Maybe you're watching a certain show or something that kind of brought you to what you're doing today?
Well, you know, I've been performing, and I've been in the entertainment industry since I was 7 years old. So it's been almost 10 years. It's been 10 years, and I've always loved singing. Even when I was super, super little, I was always liking being in front of people, and I loved entertaining people in some way. Like, my parents would say, like, we used to have, during Christmas time, we had this little dancing Santa that would dance to Jingle Bell Rock. And my parents said I would go up there next to it, and I would dance with it. And then as soon as people would look at me, I would dance even harder. Like, I liked that. I would feed off of people's energy of looking at me. So, like, they knew that I liked being in front of people, but they never thought I would actually turn it into something until I moved to California and kind of said, hey, we can do something about this. So.
Okay. You know, and so your parents, in a way, had kind of what I had. It's you believe in that your kids, if they have a dream, should follow their dream. And I see that in your parents, you know.
And it wasn't even just entertainment industry. It was anything I wanted to do.
Right.
If I wanted to be, my parents used to say, if you want to be even a janitor, you're going to work super hard and you're going to be the best janitor that you can be. So
exactly. They've
always instilled hard work in me. Dedication, passion, and commitment is key. If I plan to do something, I'm not going to drop out. So unless I'm like deathly sick, stay with my commitment and that sort of thing.
I raised Eric with the kind of the saying, or however you want to put it, you have to have hard work, determination, drive, and resilience. But without faith, morals, and ethics, it's a waste of time. And I believe that's how your parents would say, you know. But,
yeah,
you know,
if I went up there and had hardly any clothes on and started cussing, my parents would never let me do this.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Now, you bring a good spirit to your performance. And, you know, the technicalities about things like that, you know, as far as setups and so on and so forth. The production and the setup, the way everything's set up and the food and everything, what did you think of, like, for instance, I noticed they had several tables, and they had the disc jockey there with all his equipment, and then they had another gentleman with the table, and it had all the screens for the live stream. What did you think of all the production?
Yeah, it was cool, Do what?
You know more about that kind of stuff, and I was thinking, what did I get your opinion about how it was all set up?
Yeah, well, I did have my camera guy there from the Actors Reporter, so they were asking him, you know, can we take a break and do some live streaming stuff? Because I guess you guys were live streaming, so that was cool, because I think that brought a whole new thing to it. Like, it wasn't just people that were attending, there were people all over that could watch it and feel like they were there. So I thought that was really cool.
I'm thinking live streaming. Okay, you have a camera, and it has a little button you switch, and it goes, okay, here's live streaming. Not that simple.
He had cameras and a whole...
Oh, boy, all that equipment and the different screens he's had up there. I was kind of watching you perform on the different screens, and it has different angles and shots of the live streaming. That. How about the food layout? What did you think of that?
So food was great. I heard that Oprah's chef was the cook. Am I right about that?
Yep, Oprah's chef.
Yeah, so the food was great. I ate the chicken.
Oh, you had the chicken? Okay.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was quite a layout. And, you know, it's just that your travels, I mean, you really travel around.
Yeah,
Where were you before this? Now, I've seen you several times, but where did you travel? Where were you at as far as leaving the States? Where was your last destination?
What do you mean?
Well, no, or were you planning? I think there was something about you were going to, or where are your plans? Like, you're performing out here in California. Do you have any, destinations you'd like to go to perform, like, as time goes on?
I would love to perform in Italy because I'm Italian. I think that would be really, really fun just to experience the culture and the people and see if they like my stuff.
We have another guest on the line, and I want to bring him on. And I believe he was at the event, too. Who do we got on the line? Hello, who's that again? You broke up a little bit.
Michael St. John.
Well, how you doing? Hey, thanks for taking some time and jumping on the show. We got Lacey Kay on with us, the singer.
I hear her speaking, and it's quite impressive. It's so good to have. I met her there, and it was exciting talking to her for a few minutes. It was like you guys said that it was so crowded, and people were mingling and talking, and it was just like a carnival of fun. And I think yes.
It was so cool meeting. Now, I heard you were the first black director of NBC, and this is amazing history you have. You know,
thank you. Because I was at UCLA, receiving my master's degree there, and I was just pulled out off the campus because at that time, before the 70s, they were trying to break us, the people of color, in many levels of the industry, and I was chosen. So I was very, very lucky, and several people recommended me, of course, and I was very lucky to be there. It was at the time of Tom Brokaw, and the directing and dealing with all the politics and the manipulations of the industry, or especially the television industry, was quite a journey for me. But it taught me a lot of things about reality and how I should deal with people, and when I speak with them, what I actually can see if I just listen. So I try my best, which is very difficult for me at times because my mouth can go on because I've been on radio for so many years. So I had to relearn a new way, a new technique, a new process of connecting in the industry, and it was terribly exciting. That's why being at the party the other night was wonderful. But everybody was there. It was a polyglot of people, so eclectic in so many ways that you couldn't help but be excited. And this is something that you put together. You know, you have that tact, that knack, that magic to put people together, and it works in harmony. It's a concert. It's a symphony of people's ideas and camaraderie, which is terribly important, Eric.
Oh, yeah. Now, Michael, you're kind of an inspiration, and that's what we like on the show, and Lacey is an inspiration, too, because we want to have people on that inspire, you know, because a lot of people have dreams, but they don't follow through with their dreams. And you,
right.
Did you have a chance to see Lacey's performance?
Yeah, no, I didn't, because I had to leave because the deadlines that my driver had.
I had to leave, I remember. Okay.
Right, but I meant Lacey. But I met Lacey, man. I'm so sorry I didn't get a chance to see her. I said, with all these people here and the things that are going on, will Eric have difficulty in spotlighting anyone? You know, but knowing you, you made it happen, which is
it's all together. It was amazing. And Lacey, just real quick, while Michael's on the phone, can you just give him a little brief about your history and talk a little bit about yourself real quick? Because I mean, you have an interesting story, Michael.
Well, you know what I'd like to, Eric, know what I'd like to hear from Lacey. Who was her? Who were her? Her inspirations as a kid to make her really want to take a chance on the difficult journey of being a dancer or a choreographer or a musician or whatever. You know, that's important. Who gave her the inspiration to move on? Because it's So I know you went through hell. I know you did. But what really made it happen for you? You said, no matter what, it's going to happen for me.
My favorite band of all time has to be the Beatles. I don't think there's anyone that compares to the Beatles because of how many records they broke and how unique and different they were. And not only were they incredible musicians, but they were also socially, controversial, but made a difference in the music industry. So I really loved the Beatles as a kid. I still love the Beatles. I think currently artist I really respect is Beyonce because I believe she's done so much for women in the music industry. And as far as dancers, who would be my favorite dancer? Brian Friedman and Shane Sparks are my two favorite dancers. And Shane Sparks is actually my choreographer, so it's been really cool to work with him.
Marvelous. It's so very interesting to hear Lacey talking about the Beyonce and some of these and the Beatles, et cetera. And I said, my God, I must be coming from the Neanderthal days because here I was with Paul Whiteman when I was a kid, you know, and doing shows like that when I was a kid back in Philadelphia, the CBS and NBC and people, places like that. And just related to them, they were my inspirations. And as far as the dream is concerned, if you're living very humbly, and I'm quite sure you came from a humble basis as well, you sort of get a dream going. And I remember the film, I think you do as well, Eric, Gypsy, where Rosalind Russell sings this song, I Have a Dream, Papa, you know, and that she's, you know, that her kids would be performing for thousands of people and et cetera. The life would be changed. I think that was symbolic of most of us who grew up in circumstances like that where our families were, you know, had struggled to survive. They came out of the Depression, and they had to find ways of going on. And they did find symbols to really put in front of themselves to achieve certain things. And I can see that Lacey has the same kind of circumstances, and probably you have too, you know. But I'm just thinking, it hasn't changed since my day with coming up in a business and being lucky as I was, you know, and getting to Hollywood, et cetera. It's basically the same thing, you know. And it's terribly impressive, and it's also inspiring for other people, young people today to really understand.
That's what I'm talking about, exactly.
Right. Yeah. And Eric, I'm going to tell you something else. People should listen to you because what you are doing at your time in life is extraordinary. You do care. And you're finding ways to make things happen. You're not just talking about it. You're not just dreaming. You are making things happen.
And, you know, it's for real. It comes from his heart because he does care. I see him a lot of times on the phone or we'll be talking. And his feelings are with the people and people he works with. And that he wants things to really go well with them. And he's concerned if they have issues. I mean, that's the important part. And, you know, that's what it's all about. But, you know, the inspiration and so on and so forth. And you're also the associate editor for the Easy Way magazine, right, Mike?
Exactly. And I'm going to try to make a difference because I'm excited about that aspect because it gives us an open door for a lot of people. A lot of people who, again, they are doing very well, but there's a modest level of success or being known by the public. And what we can do is open the door wider and let them, because I mean, even though a person is very gifted and has that magical touch, they still don't know how to promote themselves or know how to further their name or respect in the industry. And you've got to get out there. You've got to let people know. You cannot, it's all a business, not ego. I keep telling people, it's not ego.
Right.
It's a business. So therefore, just like any other business. So don't be afraid to say, yes, I'm great. I can prove it. This is what I'm doing, and this is the evidence of it. So you take it from there, and you just move forward. And I'm excited about that.
There's an aura sometimes that I feel. I've been in situations where it's just a good group of people, and they're not all sharks, and they're not all just hungry about what can I get. They're just good people, and they're into helping each other. So, and I feel the vibes are good. And then I've been in other situations where it's just an aura of like, I mean, I don't want to go too deep into it, but I felt that. Lacey, just jump in the subject real quick. You mentioned the Beatles and some of these groups that inspired you. I remember when I was at home listening to the radio, and I heard him say there's a new group coming on called the Beatles. And I'm thinking, why would anybody want to name their group after a bug? And
yes, this group
this group isn't going anywhere.
And that was the first time they, you know, somebody was talking about. But anyway, so much.
Wow, I wish I was there for that.
Oh, yeah, I remember all that, the Nixon-Kennedy debates and all that kind of stuff. It's cool memories. And, Michael, even I remember when Ali was starting all this boxing stuff, but I think maybe Eric.
I love Ali.
But maybe we can, I don't know, I got to beat her. Eric, are you on the line with us, or? No, it's hard to get Eric. He's always so busy all the time. But anyway.
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
Hey, oh, there he
how
is.
How you doing?
Okay.
Sorry, Dad, I was on the phone.
Kind of hard to get Eric.
I'm never not on the phone. What's up, Lacey? What's up, Michael? How you guys doing?
Hi.
Hello. Lacey,
hi.
First and foremost, guys, let me say thank you to all the listeners out there that are taking the time to listen to the show. We love you guys more than ever. We're creeping on our 1 millionth listener for the radio station. Yay!
That's fantastic. Yeah, hurrah! I'll tell you, that's marvelous. You know.
But I want to say thank you, Lacey. You did a fantastic performance. I've been getting a lot of feedback. People asking who was that girl that was dancing. You know, you were the only one that was really dancing, so you stood out. You did amazing interviews.
Yep.
You were broadcasted live to thousands of people. Thank you to Digitech Media Group. You know, it was an honor to have you, Michael. We're glad to have you on board the team. I mean, you're a legend. You know, and congratulations on your book and your situation happening with HBO and all that stuff. I mean, it's just a blessing, man. God is moving his hand around our direction a lot. And, you know, thank you. I mean, my dad, I mean, seriously, I got to give a lot of credit to my dad for holding the camera all night. And I mean, this is I want you guys to realize something. This is my dad, my father, 65 plus. I'm not going to give you his real age, but 65 plus, who should be enjoying himself, having drinks, eating food, talking to people, shaking hands, kissing babies, whatever. And he's holding a camera for 4 hours when we do this stuff. And I can't get the camera out of his hands. He will not take no for an answer. That's how awesome of a dad my dad is, guys. So cherish your parents, okay? Lacey, cherish your mom and dad. You have no idea.
But there's also, Eric, it's another reason there's something else you got to mention, too. That's a fine example for tenacity. Because when you have a dream or when you love something, you have a passion for something, you don't let go, no matter how tired you are. So your father is a good example of that kind of person, that kind of determination, which is very important for anybody who wants to succeed in any level of life or business, period.
Yes, Michael. And with that said, guys, we are working on the Hope Tour. HopeTour.org. We have some beyond amazing individuals that are behind it. Larry Namer, the co-founder of E-Entertainment Sun, is partnering with it. Both my dad and him had cancer, and a lot of very hopeful, inspiring stories coming up. So you guys will be able to download the Easy Way app and keep in tune with the Hope Tour, you know, coming up. But one person I want to recognize, we have 14 minutes left on the show here. I want to make sure that we get this person in. If you guys watched live, you may don't know this or you may not. I have my operations director is very, very dear to me. And if you guys know anything about running a company or three companies or four or five, who knows? A lot of entrepreneurs follow us and we appreciate it. This lady is our heartbeat of the company. She's the administration person. She's the follow-up person. She's the editor-in-chief for the magazine. She's the program director. She's a little bit of everything, of all the pieces that need to be filled in the puzzle in the meantime, because we're still looking for other people to fill these positions. But in the meantime, she's that person that's like, whatever's got to get done, I'm here. I'm that fuel. And her name is Sophie Turner. In fact, I'm going to give her some Easy Way inspirational music because she's so awesome. Sorry, guys. You guys aren't as awesome as her. No, I'm kidding. But all right, guys, you know, we have Sophia Alvarez. I said Sophia Turner. You know, my former client, guys, was Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner.
Her name is Sophia. And so my former client was Sophie Turner, and she was on TMZ and all this amazing stuff. And so I get it all mixed up. Sophia, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling in. Congratulations on your honor. You deserve it.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much. You guys are so awesome. You know, you're the one that drives me. So I'm the one that's blessed. So, yes.
And Sophia has such a good spirit, guys. I'll tell you, she's got such a good spirit. And, like, when we go somewhere and if Sophia's, oh, okay, everything will be all right. she's got it organized. I'll tell you, we had this big thing they gave Eric at the LA Convention Center, and talking about stepping into some kind of responsibility, they gave Eric, like, I don't know, 10,000-12,000 square feet. And they had all these stages, and Eric choreographed where they had to bring all these different bands in. And Sophia was, like, what you call a timing, when they got on stage and the sound compared to other sounds going on other stages, which was almost an impossibility. I'd look at her and say, you know, she'd give me the thumbs up. And she'd have the performers on, and they were like clockwork. She did an amazing job.
Terrific stage management. I think, Lacey, what, did you perform? You were there, right?
Yes, I was with her. I mean, I was there as she performed. She just, like you said, you know, knocked it out of the park. It was just awesome. Her and her dancers, just amazing, Lacey. Congratulations.
Yeah, I want to tell you guys, too, I've known Lacey for a couple of years now, and I've watched her growth. I've watched her ambition. I've watched her grow. And I'll tell you right now, Lacey, I've watched from a lot of different transitions in your performance aspect of what you do. And the performance you did at our release, you've evolved a lot. You know, I can see the difference. I can see the difference in your voice. Your voice actually, not to put you down or anything, but there's always growth with any artist. Yeah, your voice changed. Your voice sounded better. You were more in sync to the music. Your moves were, and this is not easy, guys. I deal with a lot of artists. It's not easy to dance, move around, perform, have stage presence, keep the crowd, and sing on cue at the same time. Okay? It's hard. And you did it. You did
well,
it.
I heard a comment in the audience while I was holding the camera. And I have a little advantage over Lacey's mother because I'm about 2 feet taller than her mother is, and I can hold the camera almost all the way up to the ceiling. And her mother is standing on her tiptoes holding the phone, trying to get it. I got a little shot of that, Lacey, so I'll show you guys. But I heard a little grumble, I heard a little comment in the audience when everybody was, you know, watching, and it was the lady saying, oh, she's good. You know, I heard that. And
yeah. We're going to be... Go for it, Sophia.
You know what's awesome is even to seeing how you've evolved since the last event at the Ascent Expo. I mean, your performance and your stage performance and your dancers, it was just amazing to see. And when I seen you, I'm going, wow, what a big involvement that you have, you know, that you did. I mean, from the last event. You know, so it was amazing to see you grow like this and to see that you pulled in so much more into it. And like I said, once again, just congratulations on where you're going.
Thank you so
and
much.
And Michael thought he was pretty good, too. So that's all of us. We're all in your corner.
And
I'll
tell you, I want to tell you something else, but since we're critiquing each other, when I first met Sia at the party, she had a glow. And it was something that instantly when I walked in and we met each other and she was in the front area of the house there. It was wonderful. And I felt inspired. It was something that I felt as if I'd known her for years. And that's very important.
See what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. She's got a good spirit. Yeah.
Exactly. Hey,
I could pay you guys for this. Thank you.
I expect the check in the morning.
Going.
Yeah, just make sure you slide me my 100. Make sure you slide me my hundo afterwards. But hey, we don't have a whole lot of time, so I want to recap and say thank you, if I may. You know, we are on air, and we have a certain amount of time to make sure we put this out. This is a special episode, guys, of the recap for, you know, basically showing all the support that comes together. And when you do a production, the support is everything. And so I'm very, very appreciative. My whole team is very appreciative of everybody. And so I want to acknowledge, thank you, Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment, for your support throughout the years and for speaking. What you said was amazing. Steve Resnick, the former executive vice president of promotions and A&R for EMI Records and all the other amazing things you've done. You know, Shelley Hunt. Dad, you know, you were a featured guest. Mary Desmond from American Idol, Tara, Grammy-recognized artist, Reese Rocha, award-winning artist, Carmelita Pittman, Lacey Kay, Amber Martinez, Miss North America, United Nations, Andrew Lane, you suck because you didn't show up and you said you were going to do it. Yes, I put you on blast on air. And Dr. Sherilyn Lee, Michael Jackson's personal nurse, I'm mad at you for not coming, but I know you had your event prior to, and I know you're a little tired. Renee and Casey from Storage Wars on A&E, I'm mad at you for not coming. Dr. Stella Snyder, from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Thank you for coming. Faithy J, I want to point this out, guys. Faithy J was amazing, and she's a teen entrepreneur. I talked to the person that owns Teenpreneurs, Teen Co. We're going to be, you know, potentially doing some great things, but she was doing interviews like crazy. So stay tuned for Faithy J Entertainment. They're going to be putting out some great stuff. And thank you to my good friend Joss, who owns Magic Image Hollywood Magazine and The Hollywood Queen. He brought all the queens of Hollywood. So you had three of the queens of Hollywood kind of walking around. Mole Rock, the founder of Fortune Gazette Magazine. Rick Mora from Twilight, you suck for not coming. I still love you, though. Mooney Ironi, thank you for coming. You know, founder of Arts for Peace. Ro Brooks from Tyler Perry's The Have-Nots Having the Have-Nots. I hate you. You're going to get it, dude. I'm putting you on blast on Twitter. You promised me you're coming, but that's all right. Summer Helene from Paramount, NBC, all the big executives. I know you have your TV show, Dance USA, which I will be doing a little piece and hosting when it hits air. But you didn't come, so you suck. You and your sister. And Alexis, you should have got Summer to come. Bad Alexis. Anyway, Trey Ireland from...
We'll use a different analogy. They're all good people. They just had reasons they couldn't show up.
Sorry, I'm getting a little edited.
Eric, don't forget, we're so busy, but John Mamer and I, we're going to do the Hope Tour. So, John, hang in there. We didn't have a chance that night to... I did a little announcement, but we're going to have a lot of work ahead of us, and that's going to be exciting for everybody.
Okay, Walter Jones from the original Black Ranger from the Power Rangers. You're not cool that you didn't come. I'm just going to say not cool. I forget. This is a different demographic show. Agnes Nicole, love you for coming. You rock. You made the event great. And a big shout-out to our new member, friend, affiliate partner, whatever you want to call it, Brian Willis, which, guys, is the founder of Billionaires Elite VIP. He is an actual, him and his wife are actual billionaires. If you go to our fans page on Easy Way Broadcasting, you will see an interview, and they look at me like I'm new to, you know, I'm new to America. When I said, you guys are billionaires, and I kind of laughed about it. I was like, are you guys billionaires? And they looked at me, they're like, yes, like we are billionaires. I'm like, no, really, no, we are. Like, they were mad at me. So I was like, whoa, I really didn't know. I mean, I thought it was a name, you know. But and then Michael Zanatus, which is the original person that got B.B. King his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's legendary. That's historic. He was there. You know, thank you to the you know, to the Easyway Angels and Jarvie Hutcherson, Consuela Mackey. I can't, you know, I'll keep going. Princess Karina, Bria Roberts from Piranha 3D, Casey Thomas. Christine Devine from Fox 11 didn't show up, but she apologizes. She did text me. Matt Bolton, thank you so much for letting us use your house. We're going to be doing a lot of other amazing things. Shout out to EDM TV. Emmanuel Kelly from Axe Factor, thank you for coming. Ken Davidian from Borat, thank you so much, bro, for coming. I appreciate your support. Unfortunately, Chris Donovan, the former director of the Golden Globes, didn't come, but he apologizes. He did text me. And Robertson, the president of the American Chinese CEO Society, showed up. And I'm telling you guys, he deals with emperors and presidents, and it goes so far deep for these people to be there on a rainy night. I'm thanking you from the bottom of my heart for the support. All right, I'm done. Back to you, Dad.
Okay, guys, and you know, like Lacey.
Oh, wait. One more. Sorry, I'm a host. I have to take over shows. That's what I do. I love you, Dad. One more person. I have to acknowledge. Have to acknowledge Jose. Like two more people. Jose and his team. Because if it wasn't for
Jose
setting up the media wall, the DJ booth. You know, the lighting, the sound, you know, I mean, he did everything. Him and Sophia did everything before I was even there. I don't even need to worry about anything anymore. We do productions. I know my team's got it. An ultimate thank you to Chef Anina, because I'm telling you right now, that was a big production. She must have spent money.
Chef Anina was great. She's great. Yeah.
She was amazing.
amazing. And she had three tables set up. She had a 4-course meal. You know, meatballs, potato balls, lasagna. The dessert was amazing. I have so many people talking about the catering. By the way, Chef Anina, I got a lot of business for you, girl. I hope you can keep up with me. It was amazing. So ultimately, and this is going to be on Actors Reporter, guys. So stay tuned for actorsreporter.com, which is also an 8-year partner of ours. They're partnered with a lot of productions we do. They're now in Las Vegas. They have over 8 million viewers. And they are the acting like gurus of the internet. Like, everybody knows about Actors Reporters. Pepper's Jay is, I don't want to age her, but she's been in the business for 40 plus years, and I love her. Thank you so much for sending your crew. And Kate and Lacey, thank you for last minute coming through as a host. You did an amazing job.
Of course. Thank you.
But you know what, guys? It's all about, you know, take the time. Time goes by so fast. And we all do that. You know what I mean? Take the time with your friends and family. That's what you cherish, you know? You know, it's just so important because, good Lord, you turn around and it's like, wow, now I'm watching. You remember, Mike, you see the scenes of, you know, MacArthur and Churchill and that when they were. Now I'm older than they are.
And you remember where you were at those times. I listened to Eric and a lot of people, I said, and they talk about the Beatles and things of that sort, and I said, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, now, guys,
you and
I
have been around
that. It's not like I was around when MacArthur and all that stuff. You know, I was
born
quite good. Oh,
really? How dare you say that on the air?
Let's not get over. No, but the thing is, I remember those videos of all that stuff. And the thing is, they were the older generals and the old presidents, Roosevelt, and now I'm older than they are. But, you know,
let me talk about the cause real quick. We have two minutes left. But, guys, this event did support the Women of Global Change, which is my partner, Shelly Hunt. And Shelly Hunt is an amazing, amazing philanthropist. And a big, big, amazing shout-out to her. She's the feature of our magazine. She's the cover. They have hundreds of thousands of members that make a difference in the world, international humanitarian efforts. And all monies, everything that's donated to Women of Global Change goes to those causes, 100%, as well as Operation Confidence. Thank you so much, Consuela, who's the commissioner for disability for the City and County of Los Angeles. For her to be there was beyond amazing. They help everything to do with disability. But we got 90 seconds left, Dad, so go ahead and do your close. I love everybody. I'm Eric. I talk too much. I'm out. Bye.
No, we love it.
All right, well, and Lacey and Sophia, Michael, I hope you guys enjoyed yourself because, you work so hard and everything. And we just, you know, what it is there's a lot of people getting situations. And, like, I tell my story about how I bought all those properties for retirement. And, you know, they got washed away in Katrina. Oh, whatever, you move along, you know. And you wind up getting a little illness or something. Okay, but you keep moving forward. I told a story when I was a little Cub Scout. I raced with the Boy Scouts who were older in a potato sack race. And, you know, I got into they were older than me. I got into the wrong group during the race, but I thought, okay, I'll race with these kids. And I was shorter than all of them, and I looked at the finish line, and I just, when they said go, I got my little potato sack, and I raced, and I won the race, but all I did was look at the finish line. Everybody else, they were saying, they were looking left and right and who was ahead, and they were tripping and falling. And I'm thinking, wow, how'd they win this thing? But I looked forward, and I kept going towards my goal. And you'll get backed off course sometimes, but have that resilience. And just so anyway, that's it, guys. We're going to call it a day. Thanks, everyone, for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Lacey, thanks everyone. Have a great holidays.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.